From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The search for suspects continues in the wake of Friday's Paris attacks. French officials are searching for a ninth suspect in the attacks that killed 129 and wounded hundreds of others. Seven of the attackers died during the assault, while French and Belgian authorities have issued a warrant for an eighth, Salah Abdeslam. Before returning to Washington from Paris Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the Islamic State group, which claimed responsibility for the Friday attacks, will feel even greater pressure in coming weeks. Mr. Kerry also spoke about the Paris attacks with staff of the U.S. Embassy.
We have been at war with these guys since last year. President Obama said that very clearly. And every single country, not just in the region, but around the world, is opposed to what they are doing to the norms of human behavior and the standards by which we try to live.
Meanwhile, two Air France flights bound for Paris from the U.S. were diverted Tuesday, landing safely after anonymous bomb threats. Rwanda's Senate unanimously approved changing the constitution Tuesday to allow President Paul Kagame to run for a third term. Current law requires him to step down at the end of 2017. It's a move opposed by Washington. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner suggested some form of U.S. response if the referendum goes forward.
We expect President Kagame to follow through on his word and step down at the end of his current term. And if he does not, if he decides to remain in office, then that could impact U.S.-Rwanda relations going forward.
Efforts by leaders in other African countries to extend their rule, such as Burundi and Congo-Brazzaville, have resulted in violence. The 58-year-old Mr. Kagame has ruled Rwanda since his army ended the 1994 genocide, ousting Hutu extremists. This is VOA News.